Hey, everybody, and welcome to NFL Insights Wildcard Edition. Brennan's going to be with you breaking down all of Super Wildcard Weekend. Let's recap the regular season. Brennan finished up strong with a 11-4 mark in Week 18 to put his season total at 48 games over 500, 152, and 104. In his locks of the week, he was 13-5. He's had better years, but that's why we keep doing this. We'll see how he can do next season. But before next season starts, we have to get to the playoff action. We've got games all weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Let's start off with our first game, which is 4:30 on Saturday, and it's the Texans in Houston playing host to the Browns.
These two teams met back in Week 16 about the seeding. The Browns are the fifth seed and the Texans are the fourth seed. The Texans didn't look like they were going to make the playoffs at all, but in that win-or-go-home game against the Colts, but then they won it. And the Texans were in the playoffs after they won that game. And then after the Titans stunned the Jaguars, they ended up winning the AFC South. So in C.J. Stroud's rookie year and D'Amico Ryans' first year as a head coach, they went from worst to first, then they won the AFC South. Pretty incredible, honestly, because no one thought they were gonna do that when the season started. When these two teams met a couple of weeks ago, Stroud was inactive because of a concussion. Case Keenum played that game. It didn't go so well. Amari Cooper had an amazing game. He had over 200 receiving yards and two receiving touchdowns. I don't know if he'll be playing that well again, but with C.J. Stroud back, the offense is much better. They are a little banged up at the wide receiver, in the wide receiver room, though. But I think it'll be much closer this time with Stroud instead of Keenum. But the Browns, despite all their injuries, it's a veteran group that is very well coached. I think both of these coaches, Kevin Stefanski and D'Amico Ryans, have a legitimate shot at winning Coach of the Year. Joe Flacco, I wasn't expecting Joe Flacco to come out of nowhere and save the Browns season, but he did. He's played very well in all of the games he's played, and I think it'll be closer this time, but I will pick the Browns to win this matchup again.
All right, and then at 8:10, we have the Chiefs playing host to the Dolphins. Two things about this game that irk me about the NFL is, one, that they're not going to move this game despite the life-threatening temperatures in Kansas City, and two, the exclusive rights being given to Peacock.
Yeah, bad vibes with this game. As you just mentioned, the cold is going to be serious. It's going to be one of the coldest games in NFL history. The wind chill there were reports that the wind chill would reportedly be at negative 30 degrees, which is insane. I hope everyone involved is able to leave this game without any issues. Fans, coaches, players, I hope everyone will be okay after this game. These two teams met back in Germany, back in Week 9. The Chiefs won that matchup 20-14. The Dolphins tried to make a big comeback, but it fell just short. The Chiefs, one of those Chiefs touchdowns was defensive, and the touchdown happened to be as a result of a Tyreek Hill fumble. Hill was a former Chiefs wide receiver and didn't do much of anything that day. The Dolphins are the sixth seed and the Chiefs are the third seed. The Chiefs don't play in the wild card round too often because they almost always get a bye, but that will not be happening. It hasn't been like the previous years for this team because it seems to be a defense first team now. If they want to make a deep run, it seems like they'll need a lot of turnovers, and they'll need turnovers that put them in good field position, and they might even need the defense to score touchdowns if this team wants to make it far. Because this offense, I wouldn't say it's broken, but it's got flaws. The wide receiver room is pretty terrible. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, etc. And just a lot of drops and a lot of guys that can't separate and make big plays. But But the Dolphins are really limping into the tournament here. They lost both of their starting linebackers since that first meeting, Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips. Xavien Howard, their starting cornerback, is out for this game, and the Dolphins placed three linebackers on injured reserve: Cameron Good, Andrew Van Ginkel, and Jerome Baker. They did sign Justin Houston and Bruce Irvin, but they just signed those guys a couple of days ago, and they're probably going to really have to rush to learn the playbook. They're on the road. The Dolphins haven't played well against good teams all year long. I'm picking the Chiefs to win this game. As long as they have Patrick Mahomes, they have a shot at winning the Super Bowl every year.
Okay, and speaking of terrible weather, let's go to our first game on Sunday, which kicks off at 1 o'clock. It has New York's only football team, the Bills, welcoming in the 10-7 Steelers.
These, unlike the first two games of the weekend of the wild card round, unlike the first two matchups, these two teams did not play each other in the regular season. The Bills, it was a season full of drama, but they were able to win the AFC East anyway, despite some injuries and the drama surrounding Sean McDermott and stuff. The Steelers somehow made the playoffs despite their awful quarterback play and injuries themselves. Mike Tomlin is a coaching wizard. They finished 10-7. Three teams from the AFC North made the playoffs: the Browns, the Steelers, and the Ravens. The Bengals finished 9-8, but they didn't get in because of the AFC being so deep with good teams. The Steelers are the seventh seed, and the Bills are the second seed. The second seed will get two home games, assuming they win their first home game. I think the Bills will take care of business here. The Steelers haven't been great on offense all year long. With Mason Rudolph, it's been much better, but they're going to be on the road for a third consecutive week. And on the defensive side of the ball, they're going to be without TJ Watt, who is without a doubt their best player on defense and maybe on the entire roster. The Bills will be without Gabriel Davis, although he really hasn't done much recently. And one of their safeties, Taylor Rapp, is out of this game. But despite all the injuries, the Bills have been one of the best defenses in the league all year, and I like the Bills to win this one.
All right, let's head down to Big D, where the Cowboys will be welcoming in the Packers. Feels like the 90s all over again here.
The Cowboys were able to win the NFC East during the final week of the season. The Eagles, it really should have been the Eagles that won the division title, but they have serious issues. They lost to the Cardinals and Giants to close out the year. Injuries are starting to pile up, but you can say that for every team pretty much. But the NFC East hasn't had a repeat champion in 17 years or something like that, which is pretty insane. And that streak is going to continue since the Cowboys won the division the final week. I would say it was deserved, honestly, because they are the best looking team in the division this year. And they're the second seed, and they'll be playing the seventh seeded Packers. The Packers were 8-8 entering week 18, similar to last year. All they had to do was win and get in. Last year it didn't happen, but this time it did. They were playing their rival, in quotation marks, Bears. They were playing their, it's called a rivalry, but it hasn't really been one recently. The Packers have won, I believe, let me count, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 10 straight matchups now. The Bears haven't won since 2018. I mean, I still consider it a rivalry. Sure, I guess you can remove the quotation marks, but it's been one-sided for sure. And the Packers, I'll give credit where credit is due. Jordan Love played very well this year, and the team does have a lot of young talent, and they were able to get in this year, despite missing it last year. It's going to be really tough to replace Aaron Rodgers, but Love had a very good first year as the starter, but they did have a very easy final couple of opponents. They played the Panthers, who are a mess. They played the Jaren Hall-led Vikings during Week 17. And then they played the Bears, who they always beat, and they did, and the Panthers and Bears games were close. Running back A.J. Dillon is listed as doubtful. Christian Watson, their oft-injured wide receiver, is listed as questionable. He is truly questionable since he's been out for like 6 weeks now. And cornerback Jaire Alexander, who has missed most of the season, is listed as questionable after suffering an injury in practice. This team is very young, and they're going to be on the road going up against a pretty formidable opponent here. The Cowboys are pretty unstoppable at home. They haven't lost a single playoff. Oops, they haven't lost a single home game all year long. Sorry about that. Their last home loss was week one of the 2022 season. And the Cowboys have struggled with the Packers a lot. They've struggled with the Packers a lot in their franchise history, but I like the Cowboys to win this one.
Okay, the night game on Sunday has the Lions welcoming in the Rams, and the Rams really turned it on at about midseason.
Yes, they did. They were 3-6 at one point, and then it seemed like a rebuild was maybe on the horizon, but they were able to win a lot of games and eventually made it into the playoffs. They're the sixth seed, and the Lions are the 3 seed. The Lions won their first division title in 30 years, and they did get the win against the Vikings last week, but it might have come at a cost. Sam Laporta hyperextended his knee. There's a chance he could play, but we'll see about that. Jameson Williams, the second-year wide receiver who has been rather disappointing so far, was inactive last week, and he'll probably play in this game, but he hasn't done much this season after being injured most of his rookie year. This is my most anticipated game of the weekend. Most notably, or a couple of years ago, the Rams and Lions agreed to a trade in which their quarterbacks swapped places. The Lions traded Matthew Stafford to the Rams, and the Rams traded Jared Goff to the Lions. It's been pretty much a win-win trade. Stafford won a Super Bowl title with the Rams immediately, and the Lions won their first division title in 30 years with Jared Goff, and he's played very well thanks to offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, who is going to be a head coach somewhere in 2024. I think this is going to be exciting. I think it's going to be emotional, but I have the Rams upsetting the Lions.
You heard it here first, folks. And then Monday night, we have the Bucks welcoming in the Eagles, who really limped into the playoffs.
The Buccaneers are the 4th seed, and the Eagles are the 5th seed. The Eagles were 10-1 after week 12, and then they only won a single game after that, and that was against the Giants, who they just barely beat on Christmas Day. This team really has big issues. The offense looks like opponents might have figured out what to do with the Eagles' offense, perhaps. And their defense, I think, is more of an issue than the offense is right now, because the Eagles are still capable of scoring points. The defense has been injured. They lost rookie safety Sidney Brown to a torn ACL. The MetLife claimed one final victim and before the regular season ended, and that was Sidney Brown, unfortunately. Despite drafting Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith in the first round, the defense has been pretty bad all year long. They can't really seem to get stops. The secondary is an issue, despite re-signing Darius Slay and James Bradbury. The defensive coordinator for most of the year was Sean Desai, and then they decided to make a switch to Matt Patricia, and that hasn't been very good at all either. Whenever Matt Patricia is involved, it's not good. He was the Patriots' defensive coordinator. I remember the Eagles lit up the Patriots' defense in that one Super Bowl. He left to become the Lions' head coach after that, and that was a disaster. And the Eagles' defense is still terrible, even with Patricia. And he always has a pencil in his ear for some reason, which I think is very weird. It doesn't seem like it's needed at all. the Buccaneers have been a pretty, they've been a feel-good story, in my opinion. Baker Mayfield has played pretty well all year long. He had a bad year with the Panthers, although no one could have really succeeded back then last year, and played pretty decent with the Rams. The Buccaneers signed him to a one-year contract, and he's played pretty well, and I think he has a shot at potentially being the comeback player of the year. It looks like he's resurrected his career with this team. These two teams did meet back in week 3, and the Eagles won that game, but I think things have changed a lot. The Eagles have been spiraling and not playing so well, losing a lot of games. They have really looked they looked straight up bad at times. And the Buccaneers, they played really well in December. And despite losing to the Saints and just barely beating the Panthers in week 18, they have been playing very well, particularly on defense. That is Todd Bowles' specialty. And I keep picking the Eagles, and they keep on disappointing. But the Buccaneers did really come close to losing to the Panthers, although it didn't happen, though. It's a week-to-week league, as certain people say, and they could look very good this week. They could look very good on Monday, or they could play terrible, but I don't think they'll play terrible. I think it'll be a close game, and I'm going to pick the Eagles again, and we'll see what happens with that.
All right, there you have it, folks. Don't forget to follow Brennan on X, formerly Twitter, at PhD in NFL. Enjoy the playoffs, and we'll be back with you next week for the divisional round.